why don't you turn around and sit in the front there so you can see this? And I think you might back up more so you can see better. Because I want the older people to see this too. Okay? What do I have? Okay, you know that this is not real. This is a pretend $20 bill. Okay, and I'm going to show you something that hopefully you will be impressed with. I'm going to fold it once. I'm going to fold it again. All right? And then I'm going to rip a hole in this. Very carefully. And now, you see that? There's a hole there. When I open this up, I want you to tell me how many holes will there be? One, two, three, or four holes?
Four.
Four holes? Okay. Let's see what happens. How many holes? What happened to the hole? It disappeared. Am I a magician? Was this magic? You're right. This was not magic. Okay. You're right. There is a hole. Okay. There is no such thing as magic, right?
Yes.
People who try to do magic tricks are actually just fooling you, because when I folded this and when I tore it, I left the tear there. I didn't tear it completely. And so when I open it again, it's hard to see the tears, right?
Well, when
you push it. Right, when you push it, you can see it. But if I hold it tight, you can't see it. So it's not really magic. And you know, boys and girls, people will do things or expect really, really special things to happen before they will believe in God. But the Bible tells us, and the story that we'll be looking at this morning that Jesus told, talks about how important it is to believe in the Bible first. Because the devil can do things to fool people, and it's important for us to believe in the Bible. This is where we learn about God and how God wants us to live. So it's important for us to make sure that we place our faith in God's word and in what he tells us here, rather than in what kinds of tricks people might be able to do. So always remember how important the Bible is, and to always study and believe in God's word. Will you do that? All right, good. Why don't we bow our heads and pray together? Dear Jesus, thank you for giving us the Bible. Thank you for all of the wonderful things that we can learn from the Bible. And I pray that you will help these boys and girls to take the time to learn from your word and to trust in your Bible so that they can know how you want them to live, so they can know how much you love them, and be protected from any of the devil's deceptions. Bless them and their families. I ask in your name, amen. Now, before you go, would you like to have one of those so you can try that trick yourself?